All right, kids out there, welcome to a rapid fire edition of what I call the Black Lion's Domain. Black Lion's Domain is where the universal grounding is partaken. I'm your host, Zachary Shiloh, and this is the general interview segment for what is known as Black Lion's Airspace. So today, I actually have been blessed this past weekend by a certain Marguerite of the what is called Write and Shine organization. They held their launch in two parts. This wonderful soul, which I found out, or I believe I thought is Polish, she actually was the very first grounder of that group overall. So, she agreed to come on today, and out of agreement, I actually said 15 to 20 minutes, and that's all I got. So right now it's 4:30 Eastern Standard Time, and now I'm gonna shoot for the next 10 to 30, 20 minutes. So with that said, welcome, Pavelina Podibello, my dear. How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Thank you very much. Okay, dear, like I said, we're on a time crunch. So would you like to actually give my listeners your background?
Yes. So my name is Paulina Palbela, and I'm a international yoga, meditation, breathwork teacher, trainer, and facilitator. And I help especially women to release stuck emotions, to find peace and help them relax so they can calm their mind and the body and really tune into themselves so they can listen to that voice inside for the guidance and tap into their intuition.
Oh, that's lovely. How did you get into that line of work?
So actually, my father had a different plan for me because we have a family business, and he put me through a business school in order to take over his company. So I graduated with master's in e-commerce and innovation, but I didn't like that, and I always knew I want to do something else and something more. And I started looking for different ways to really understand who I am on a soul level. So I've done numerous trainings and courses and programs. I did my yoga teacher training in 2016, and I discovered that what I really like to do and how I feel very inspired and called that I'm on a mission is to help women and help people in general to transform and make them happy in different form through movement and the breath and just community.
Oh,
So that's the story, a short story about me.
that's a great way of going about it, huh? All right. So we have a mutual friend in Marguerite. How did you meet her?
So me and Magritte, we go back and probably like a few years now. I remember she reached out to me because I was looking for a TED Talk speaker because my dream was to be on stage. I'm still in the process. I'm not there yet. I'm manifesting.
Yes.
And she showed up in my feed. So we had introduction call a few years ago, and we really connected. I felt instant connection with her, and it was very mutual. And from that moment, we felt like we're on this journey together, doing different things, yet we have that mission to help others to feel better about themselves or share their voice, for example, from a gift. For me, it's to help women share their energy to the world while they're being recharged first. So filling their cup first in order to help others, right? It's like when you're in a plane, you want to put your mask first in order to help yourself first and then help others. that's what I teach women, to help themselves first. So self-care is very important for me, especially for women who are very busy. They're mothers, they have to take care of older parents, or they have a lot of responsibilities. They forget about themselves and they feel really exhausted. So my goal is to remind them, hey, you need to fill your cup first.
Hon, the way that you were talking about fill your cup, it's reminding me of a meditation that I do every single morning called empty the cup.
I mean, you do have to empty your cup in a way of all that nonsense and all that chatter that you have in your mind. So when you were saying earlier about the stillness, it is very hard nowadays to be still because our mind doesn't stop. Our body can sit on a cushion, but our mind is never, it's always going, 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 right? So when I do my breathwork session, the neurodynamic breathwork session that I do, my goal is to help women or, you know, people, because I have men too. My goal is to help them to kind of like create that stillness so they switch from the monkey mind into the flow. So they don't think, they just flow.
From the primal mind. So it doesn't be overwhelmed. Oh, man. On you. I love you, Holly. This is great beats. I'm actually getting an image of one of my favorite cartoon characters that can transform into a giant egg. And he's almost killing his rival slash friend, but then he remembers who he is and he says something along the lines of this. Okay, I cannot have my mind be overwritten by the primal. Let my reason be overwritten by the primal mind. That's the true quote. And I was thinking about that quote like a few days ago. Matter of fact, a few months ago, because I was feeling quite upset at my day-to-day job, which gave me some crazy news yesterday. And I heard it. I said, oh, let's see if I heard some crazy. I cannot let my reason be overruled by the prompt. And now it's even more imperative as I go about my business. My business has been rebranded. It's been 3 years overall now, in December it will be. But things have happened where I had some clients and now I don't. And I had a pinch of money. I don't from doing this online. And I could hear my father, my deceased father, now in my mind, me and him going back and forth. Oh, you should actually be doing this Zet, and me fighting for my dream. Me fighting to even have a semblance of something independent. Because I'm an independent soul. I don't do 9-to-5s quite so well. And I see myself, and especially yesterday, given certain notes. I said, well, I got to get out. Now that I'm talking to you, I'm talking to Margaret, I'm talking to other people in our industry. That's not just writers. I feel as if a shift is coming. Matter of fact, I did an Oracle card pull today. And it's on my phone because now I'm starting to take pictures of these cards. Okay.
Very interesting that you're talking about Oracle cards, because just split second before you said you have the Oracle card, I was literally looking at my deck thinking I'm going to pull a card for you.
Oh! Not coincidence, kids. Not coincidence. There's no such thing as coincidences in this world, especially if you know who God is. Okay. Let me see. I actually pulled out 5 cards, and these are absolutely amazing. And if I could show it to you and the kids out there. Okay.
Oh,
The
nice.
woman all the way on the bottom, the blonde. She is called Faith. I took pictures of this thing about 2 to 3 times, and the light shone on it more than anything else. So my belief is source of energy, God, the infinite, whatever you want to call it, is telling me I gotta have faith in myself even more. I gotta believe that my business is manifesting. It is manifesting, and any and everything else that I'm calling this reality will be such. Okay, honey, if you want to give me my card, go ahead.
Yeah, so let me pull this up. Hold on, I just have to move my... So what I'm using, I actually love Colette Baron Reed. I don't know if you are familiar with her work.
Who?
Colette Baron Reed.
Oh, yes. Yes, I am. She's from Hay House and does her own stuff.
Yes.
Yes.
So I highly recommend her work because I've been following her for years and she's very inspirational to me. And I like her decks because she designed many, many decks. And what I love about her work is because she is so in tune, her decks are always, for me at least, very spot on. Especially I use this deck when I do my sessions. And it's funny how energy works. We will have a session because I have EFT tapping too, which is emotional freedom technique to release any stuck emotions, mental blocks, or any stuck energy in the body. So when I do that and we go through the healing process, right? I will pull the card at the end and the card will summarize the session.
Oh, wow.
It's
Hun?
Insane. I'm always getting so excited because I always feel like it's like, you know, testing the spirit. It's like, oh, spirit, tell me what I need to know. It's like obvious exactly what we did, right? And it's always surprising because it's always, there's this, you know, thrill of excitement. What is going to be today? And it's always good, you know?
EFT, that sounds great. I do that on and off.
See, I think it's a process, right? You have to probably like tap into that. And then once you do it enough times, you start having that trust and it comes naturally, right? It comes, you know, automatic, right? So what I want you to do, I want you to think about the question. If you want to say it out loud, that's an option. If you want to think about the question, just think about the question as an open-ended question. And I'm going to pull one card. Just let me know when to stop.
Okie doke. Think of the question. Think of the question.
Whenever you're ready.
Okay, you can stop with the shuffle button. I'm still coming up with the question.
It's okay. I will get a card for you.
There's a whole lot of questions.
So this is a very important card. I used to have this card very often.
Higher view, a higher view. Okay.
So what do you see here?
Oh, a gorgeous gingerkins riding a owl or a falcon.
Yes.
And they're flying through the universe.
Yes.
The universe, and I seen the number 41.
Yes, that's 41, yes.
Oh, and it's a reflection. A reflection on the bottom. A reflection that's like a vortex. I'm believing a vortex of change, if I can feel it. And 3 to 6 stars. Oh, okay. Okay, so I can feel it. What you reading for me, hon, here?
So this card is talking about the higher view. So I know you were talking about your business. So this is a time for you to really, I know we live in 3D world and we have to do the day-to-day, you know, mundane routine stuff that doesn't really light us up. So this card is talking about the higher view, about the perspective. So elevating yourself and looking at yourself from a bird's eye view, like meditation, right? So in meditation, you want to be neutral and you want to step outside of your body or yourself or your mind, and you want to observe with the perspective. Because when you have that perspective, you're not reactive, right? So reactive is like when someone is trying to punch you, you're reacting, right? But we want to create that. It takes time. It doesn't happen overnight. And you want to create that response. So you create that higher view to give yourself an elevation. So you elevate your thoughts, you elevate your energy, you elevate your perspective. So whatever happens here doesn't really bother you because you have a higher view. What I mean by that. So for example, I went with my business through a lot of different things and it was painful, it was terrible. But the idea that my goal is to, for example, be on TED Talk or on stage or to have an international, you know, retreat, I'm really like holding on to that, right? So even though my day-to-day existence sometimes sucks and, you know, people are not signing up or I have problems attracting clients or they come and go, they don't stay, I'm still focusing on the bigger picture, on the international retreat or being on stage or having, you know, something that's bigger than me. Inspiring millions, you know, leading people on the spiritual journey, teaching them with some tools that I have. So that's how you elevate yourself. So you kind of like elevate your experience, you elevate your mindset, you elevate your energy. So you don't get caught up in mundane routine. Even if you have to do that, you still think about the higher view because that's fueling you. And I'm going to give you an example. So for example, you go to work, right? And you know you're going on holidays, right? So for example, in 2 weeks or a month, you go on holidays and you have to do some stupid things. You have to look, I don't know, Excel sheets, I hate them. Or you have to, you know, talk to people about something that's going on and there's no end. But deep down, you know you're going on vacation and you're not going to be there and you're going to relax and enjoy and sip some, you know, cocktail or whatever, or, you know, fly somewhere. You have a different perspective because you're not caught up in this mundane thing, little things that are operating on a daily, you know, like day-to-day existence. You are thinking about your trip. Or if you, for example, are trying to quit a job, right? You're trying to change your work and move to a different company or change your career. You go to that work and you already know you have a secret plan. And right. Your secret plan is, I'm not going to be there. You do you, whoever's talking to you, you know, you have that little agenda. And that's what we're talking about. To have that agenda, and I'm talking about good agenda, right? The agenda that I know there is a plan for me. There is a purpose. I want to do this. I know this is going to happen. It's not happening now, but it's going to happen. Because there's no time if we are, you know, moving into higher realms. Time is linear and we don't operate that. Everything happens simultaneously. We just have to tap into that frequency in order to experience that, right?
Right. Okay, dear, I promised you that I would get you out within 20 minutes. So 3 minutes remain. With that said, let's start wrapping this bad boy up. Okay, before we even hit the outro, my card pull
from this Oracle deck.
I love it. Kyle Gray, I like him too.
So, Hay House Connections. All right. With that said, my dear Paulina, my sexy yogi Polishkins, your manifestations of the future are, my dear.
Yes. So, I would love to have an international retreat. And after our conversation, I'm having a call with Bali because my dream is to have a retreat in Bali. And create that beautiful experience for people who would like to join me on that journey so we can be there together. And long-term goal is to be on TED Talk. And I don't know when and how it's going to happen, but that's my higher view. That's my bigger picture.
Oh, that's awesome. Manifestations of the future. Okay, my dear, if not now, within the next week, can I bother you for up to 3 people you possibly feel that I can talk to in this interview segment?
Yes, I actually have. I have people who might be open and might be interested.
Oh, okay. We'll talk about that in private. All right. With that said, what can I, Zachary Shiloh, or Zachary Shiloh Watts, depending on my preference, do for you going forward, my dear?
So I would love to just share the message, you know, help you to grow your business and help you to, you know, find this podcast successful so people can really benefit you know, what you're sharing to the world and how you're putting things together and investing your time and energy. And I would love to inspire more people. And if anyone is interested in joining my breathwork sessions online or EFT tapping sessions, I'm happy to assist them, you know, to take them on that journey.
Okay, that is lovely, my dear. 1 minute remains. Okay, one goal, one aim, one road, one focus, one track, and that's loving. Even if it sounds like I'm venting or, yeah, let's do that again. Even if it sounds like I'm venting, I'm what they call passionate. I'm passionate about her. I'm passionate about these fools I live with. I'm passionate about my business. I'm passionate about life in general. With that said, thank you very much for tuning into Black Lion's Domain, kids out there. I truly appreciate it. I will be back this coming Saturday with solo episodes of my show. With that said, take care of yourselves and each other. Bye.